The KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series kicks off Saturday, and it seems our birdman, Joe Neal, has gotten into the spirit of things and has discovered jazz in the woods.
That's a wood thrush, or actually several wood thrushes, singing at Sinking Stream Trail in Hobbs State Park. Folks who stop to listen consider the song flute-like. A song so musical has been well studied. And just so you too can be in the know, these E-Olays and other notes result from a special shrink or voice box divided into two parts. This provides lots of opportunity for improvisation around the basic E-O-L-A. It's jazz in the woods with flutes. Wood thrushes are the size and general body plan of our familiar robin. Their populations are robust because their habits are so well adapted to us and how we manage the land. It's opposite with wood thrushes. They have been declining since at least the 1970s. Wood thrushes spend the winter in Central America, then migrate several thousand miles north to reach Arkansas as spring becomes well advanced, around mid-April to early May. They nest in forests throughout the Ozarks. Then they head back. It's unusual to see one here as late as early October. 80 or more years ago, one observer at Winslow, deep in the Boston Mountains, stated he heard as many as 100 singing males during the peak of spring migration. That time is gone. There are still many wood thrushes in our region in the summer. You can still go out and enjoy their songs, as we did at Hobbs State Park. But there is now a lot of respectable data showing that wood thrushes require a lot of undisturbed forest in order to thrive. Of course, all disturbances are not created equal. Forests have always had disturbances. Before we came upon the scene, there were wildfires, earthquakes, windstorms, floods. But forests long ago learned to adapt and thrive in such disturbances. Forest birds evolved right along, too. However, it seems nature and her birds haven't had time to keep up with all the more recent changes. Here a list might include city sprawls, power line rights of way, freeways through once forest lands, and how about logging with industrial scale equipment, and widespread application of chemical pesticides and herbicides. I am not ashamed of the society or times in which I live, or the city where I raised my daughter. But there seems to be something relatively new at play here. It may have to do with speed and scale. Whatever, wood thrush population declines invite us to keep taking a look at how we live and how we impact others, including birds. And in the meantime, and before they head south for winter, there may be a wood thrush concert near you.
Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir, is published by Half Acre Press. And the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series begins Saturday with a performance by Bob Doro.